coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Thursday, May 26, 2022. We're gaining on Memorial Day, right? The weekend, the Memorial Day. What do we think of that now in this America? I'm just asking the question. Of course, there's a lot of headlines. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. Obviously, that shooting occurred early before the last program we did. And it's easy to just suddenly, talk about that kind of stuff. But I got to tell you this, you just have to wait. You have to wait. And I have like a 24-hour rule, unless it's really a big, that was a big deal, but unless it's really a something that would alter your life from coast to coast or throughout the world. But anyway, a lot of things to get into today. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com is with me. Really, the title for today's episode is Locked Out, Locked Down, Locked In, Pogroms Begin. I felt that was a pretty decent title because that's where we're at, I believe. And to start off this segment or this episode, how many remember Obama's last White House Correspondents' Dinner? Because who's running the show, at least at that level in Washington? Is it Mr. Potato Head? Is it the vegetable in the Oval Office? And I think, by the way, I do respect those older than me, obviously, and where respect is deserved and earned by the person. But I ask myself, can this guy be running anything? Did you see that speech that he gave? I don't know. I know. I think it's elder abuse, but that's just my opinion. I think it's abuse of someone who is cognitively impaired, and to put him out there and to use him like that. So who's using that? Who's using Biden at that level? Well, I'm sure Obama, the guy who said, "Yeah, I'd like to be in my basement, put somebody out there with an earpiece, and tell him what to say." Of course, you have to, But okay, so Obama and his comrades, I believe, have a role. That they're not the final say, but they've got a role in the things that are taking place today, whether it is what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on with Russia, China, and everything, and even domestically here in the United States with what's going on at the congressional level. I think that there are people that are seated to make things happen. Of course, we can go back to the, party of Davos. This week we have people in the party of Davos now deciding our future, right? And I don't remember electing these morons, these Muppets, these maggots out there, the maggots like Klaus Schwab, who's that? Chrissy Freeland up there in Canada, for gosh sakes. So things are going really, really wrong, in case you haven't noticed. This is not 1985 anymore. And you may even argue, well, even then we had a problem or problems. This is not 1975. And again, you might say, well, we had problems then. Pick a date. This is not then anymore. This is now. You get that Harare. You talk about maggots. And if you're offended by that term, I offer no apologies, because when I see people like that, that's what I see. Okay, you say humans are hackable human beings, or will be. No. As far as I'm concerned, you try to hack me, bring a team, and I'll do my best to take as many people out. You might say, well, that's just tough talk. Well, we'll see, right? When the rubber hits the road. And I'm really still hacked off that we have political prisoners in Washington, D.C. I'm really hacked off. And I'm hacked off that we have seemingly abandoned them. But then how do we handle, I'm going to ask you, the audience, how do we handle that? I have ideas, but none of them really, none I can say. I do know that if it was, well, I'm just going to stop there. Just don't forget those political prisoners in D.C. And we got the SSRIs and, you know, these drugs that are being given freely to people and causing these antidepressants, perhaps causing some things that we see taking place today. You've got that mother of the school shooter saying, oh, my son's not a monster. Well, what the hell? What was he? Okay. Anyway, of course, the Supreme Court issues all these things. And let's just not forget what's all this stuff, even when they put out the new thing. Let's not forget the other stuff. Let's not forget the election theft. Let's never stop talking about the stuff that is important that is still unresolved. But going back to the theme of this program, I don't want to take away time from Steve Quayle. Going back to the theme of this program, locked out, locked in, or locked it, locked down, locked in, pogroms begin. Remember the White House Correspondents' Dinner, his last one. Remember what he said here, and this was a big joke. Oh, Game of Thrones and stuff, but you think about this. You know, nothing is really said at that level by accident, right? Listen to this. Here it is.
Of course, in fact, 4 months now, congressional Republicans have been saying there are things I cannot do in my final year. Unfortunately, this dinner was not one of them. But on everything else, it's another story. And you know who you are, Republicans. In fact, I think we've got Republican Senators Tim Scott and Cory Gardner. They're in the House, which reminds me, security, bar the doors. Judge Merrick Garland, come on out. We're going to do this right here, right now. Like the Red Wedding.
Huh. Like the Red Wedding. You know what a Red Wedding is, folks, right? I don't have to explain it to you. Interesting. Merrick Garland, of course, that was their pick for Supreme Court Justice. Trump upset that plan. Gee. Huh. But the interesting phrase, Red Wedding, didn't set well with a lot of people, still doesn't set well with me. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. If you haven't done so already, make sure you sign up for his private briefings. I'm going to tell you right now, you need to do that because he's got a lot of stuff that he can give you that he won't give you on an open platform. And I understand why. And people might, excuse the expression, bitch and moan about that. But you know something? I give him credit for speaking, you know, through a paywall and just letting loose. So if you haven't done so already, make sure you sign up for his private briefings. The truth about really what's really going on. And it's an annual subscription. And I'll tell you what, you know, if you can't afford it, then no worries. But if you can, then you'll be better for it. So there it is. Also, Mega Drought as well. That, you talk about a prophetic... what a well-done documentary, The Mega Drought, or Mega Drought, The Annihilation of the Human Race Accelerates. I'm going to tell you something. I've been getting emails about this, about this video. I want to say a DVD. It's a DVD and also video on demand. But I love the DVD because I've got it. I can use it. I can, you know. That's just me, though. But what a well-done product, Mega Drought. And of course, all of his books, go to stevequayle.com. From there, you can get to Gen 6 or gen6.com and have at it. There it is. Thank you, Eric the Tech. And I apologize for being not here yesterday because I had to do some, give some testimony and some things that I didn't make it back in time. And it was close, but you know what? You know how I like to talk, right? Actually, I went to the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial there, or the hearing, or the trial that's going on. Oh, you don't know about that? Yeah. Oh, go Team Johnny. I could say some things about that. The more people know about that, the reason I bring that, more people seem to know about that than what's going on in the world. So to fix that, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Steve, thanks, brother, for coming on. Let's get to it.
Well, thank you, Doug. And I guess the title says it all, because it was predictable that we were going to have another fake or real biological release of something even more deadly, dangerous than COVID-19. And CV-19 has 48 slots, according to the bioweapons designers that know that I've talked to. The point is that monkeypox, Ebola pox, there's mouse pox. Mouse pox, one of the most deadly pathogens. The formula for that was even on the internet. So somebody who was reasonably smart could make this. So what's happening, Doug, in my opinion, we're going to have another and an increasingly dangerous bioweapon release. And then the vaccines would just happen to be made, which just happened to go to Fauci and Gates and others, are going to be, what can I say, available. Ladies and gentlemen, we settled for the biggest batch of horse manure that anyone in history has ever bought into. The thing is, we all went into pretty much solitary confinement based on false science, based on a murderous, and I'm using that word, mainstream accessory to murderers, narrative. And Doug, I salute you, because I'm not pulling any punches either. We are at the precipice of basically, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching, if you will, maybe a year, but 6 months behind what China's doing with their social credit score. And the next time, it's not only going to be a lockdown, it's going to be a lock in and a lockout. What I mean by lockout is this. In the background, there are absolutely digital passports, which will have everything that you can imagine, everything you do, everything you buy. But ladies and gentlemen, this famine is being orchestrated in order to shrink the food market so that based on your social credit score, or I call that kissing the rear end of the devil, you will be given so many calories. You'll be allotted, A-L-L-O-T-T-E-D, only certain amounts of food. Now, if you're a Christian, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's ramping up, the virulent hatred for Christians. But in some of the things I've seen deciphered, and we've shared them on Doug's show before, they want to starve the Christians first and foremost. So I want people to understand something. It's really simple to get the majority of Christians' names and numbers. They're already in databases. To reiterate, every single phone call, every single person on the planet makes is voice printed. And you can't even challenge that statement. That's why if you get a burner phone, it doesn't work. Even if you get a voice modulation, or if you will, a voice changer, guess what? The NSA owns all of that, all of the technology. So you just basically can't get away from it. Now we've got swarm drones. We've got basically every form of surveillance. Every streetlight in America, 360 million of them, are going to have real-time video. Listen to this, Doug, and real-time audio. Real-time audio. So everything
going where? Going where? In other words,
they're going in all the streetlights across America.
I mean, okay, so going where, though?
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Going to the different intelligence agencies and monitoring, and it will filter down to the fusion centers of the Department of Homeland Security.
Got it. Okay. All right.
And thank you. I didn't understand the question.
I didn't say it well. And I will say this. There have been grants, and I know in our city is one of the pilot program cities, and you can look this up, where the grants for extra, I think for like 5,000, I know, some insane number of cameras and with audio. By the way, you try to get one for your home with audio, you've got to jump through some hoops or know somebody. You got to know a guy, right? But I do know that like they all filter down to a specific center. And then from there, they go to, I don't know where the footage goes to, but you're right, though. You're right. It's coming, if it's not already here.
One of the things that is really problematic, we're watching the systematic takedown of food production, meaning the farmers. Farmers are being paid big bucks not to farm. And they make it so lucrative because, you know, if you, let's say your typical crop was a couple hundred thousand dollars. And, you know, you have a certain agency coming in and say, look, we'll pay you $600,000. Some of them are told to name your price. And that's based on acres in production stuff. But at every source and every, if you will, stop along the way, we're watching, for instance, food processing places burning down, you know, chicken farms being infected with a bird flu. We're seeing all manner and means of controlling the food. And I'm telling Doug, people who don't know history don't understand what Stalin did in the Ukraine during the pogrom. Pogrom is another word for purge. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling on people. Where is the truth in the pulpit? Where are the warnings in the pulpit? And Doug, this is a good time to say this. On June 1st, wherever anybody is, 24 hours, we're going to have prayer and fasting. We're going to confess our nation's sins. We are the bloodiest nation on the planet. And you can say, well, China and North Korea, blah, blah, blah. What we don't see is all the satanic ritual abuse. You do. Russ did. The team did. You don't see all the child sacrifices. 1 million plus kids disappear every year. We are a bloody nation. And that bloody nation is going to be judged by God. But here's the thing. People say, I don't believe it. That's the problem. The Christians who claim to believe don't believe it. Yet the Satanists know their time is coming when it's basically kill Christian time. And I think it's really important that people understand that in essence, we don't know the time frame. Time frames can be moved, but we're going to pray and fast for our nation's sins. Not that God will save the nation. I learned people are praying that way. I'm not. I believe years ago, the Lord said, pray for my people, Steve. You cannot stop what's going to come, because we've set in motion with the Democratic Party and then the Republicans, you know, bathhouse boys, agreeing with the Democrats that basically we're going to declare war on God. And so now it's an interesting thing. When God says, I'll take you up on that, look at what's happened to America. There's no freedom. There's lessening freedom. There's no justice, especially for all. Doug, you brought up our brothers and sisters still in, actually mostly I think brothers in Washington, D.C. jail. But here's what I want people to understand. We're praying, we're fasting, we're confessing our nation's sins, we're confessing. And then all who understand the book of Acts, that it takes the miraculous power of God to stand against the most despotic governments in the history of the world, whether it was Rome, whether it's going to be, you know, our brothers and sisters in China, whether it's our brothers and sisters all over the world, and we're going to pray and beseech God with everything within our power to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Everybody takes this word revival. Oh, there's going to be a great revival, but I'm just going to live like hell. And ladies and gentlemen, without repentance, without calling on God, the great revivals in history have happened when people were calling on God, the Spirit of the living God convicted them. And Doug, here's the bottom line. I get people wanting me to say very provocative things. And you and I had a little bit of talk before the show. And I said, it's interesting. Where do these people come from? It's kind of like the prophets on YouTube. And I gave an example. Russia and China will go to war against the United States. Some of the most ridiculous after the fact prophecies, okay, or the dollar is going to crash. I got saved 51 years ago, accepted Jesus, and that there was a book by the name that I think was The Day the Dollar Dies by Willard Cantillon.
Yep.
So what I'm saying, and when you listen to the people, ladies and gentlemen, including me, look at what has been stated ahead of time, and then look at what's happening in real time. For instance, there was a story, Doug, and this is critical, and this is why we're going to pray. We're praying for our brothers and sisters in the United States of America, which is under specific judgment. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, wait, you will believe it when, you know, you held up mega drought. You will believe it even now. A city in Arizona in the Scottsdale area is running out of water. When everybody runs out of water, they otter think about the lateness of the hour. And I'm not trying to be cute or clever. But the point is that we're seeing the collapse of everything. And hey, you know, Eric, I think I sent you a scripture. Would you put this one up? Because I really believe that most Christians don't understand what it means when God basically gives a nation over to themselves. Can I read this,
Doug? Yes, please.
Okay, and this is, good night. It's Jeremiah 14, I think. Do you see that, Eric, or is it Jeremiah 4?
It's 4. I believe it's okay. Jeremiah 4, okay. Yeah.
How long shall the land mourn? Tell me, everyone, have you seen a land mourning anymore? There's no joy in America, and the herbs of every field wither for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. The beasts are consumed, the birds, because they said, he shall not see our last end. If you've run with a footman and they've wearied thee, then how can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein you trusted, they wearied thee, then how will you do in the swelling of Jordan? Now listen, here's the key verse. For even thy brethren in the house of thy father, even they have dealt treacherously with thee. This is speaking about how they dealt with Jeremiah, because he was telling them of the judgment that's coming. Yea, they have called a multitude after you. Believe them not, though they speak fair words unto thee. This is the clearest picture, in my opinion, of where the United States is. And Doug, I know, and I've prayed this way, God, when will the people of faith wake up?
Steve, I just want to, just for the purists out there, and just to be correct scripturally, that's Jeremiah 12, verses 4 to 6. That's Jeremiah 12, verses 4
Thank
to 6.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, and but boy, is that dead to rights accurate on this.
Right, so let me go to verse 5, because this is critical. If we run with a footman, in other words, we watched everything being put into place that would destroy us, and we said nothing. And they've wearied thee. All this political scene, it's just wearing me out. That's because you're looking to the wrong solution. There's no political solution to a spiritual problem. I don't care what anybody says. Then how can you contend with horses? This means it's speeding up. Notice this, Doug. They start on the feet. They're wearing us out. They have a plan. They are marching into the literal fulfillment of the book of Revelation. People, I don't believe it. We'll get around the over your belief. You'll believe it when your stomach is gnarled. And this isn't a curse. This is a reality check. And if in the land of peace wherein thou trusted, they wearied thee, then how will you do in the swelling of Jordan? In other words, when the flood of evil is upon you, and that means you're up against it, just like Moses, the Red Sea, how are you gonna deal with this, Jeremiah? Now look at this. For even thy brethren and the house of thy father, even they have dealt treacherously with thee. Yea, they have called a multitude after thee. Biden just did that. Biden just said he's going to declare war on Russia, China, and Iran. I don't know if you saw that article, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, how, isn't that a great idea, Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, let's do this. Yeah.
You know, it's just insane and profane. And what he doesn't understand is the agreements. Even North Korea is thrown into this, because one of the deals in the background is Kim Jong-un is negotiating. This is what I'm told. Boy, this will set a lot of people on their, maybe they don't care in Washington. But anyway, they should. That, you know, he wants to be one of the first to fire an ICBM against the United States. So now you've got the president of the United States, who, by the way, left $95 billion of the most sophisticated weapons in Afghanistan. According to the numbers I'm reading, 51,000 Javelin missiles. We don't have enough missiles. Russia, China, Iran are all building for war. Absolutely, North Korea. And I'll put this into perspective. Do you think Joe Biden has a degree in nuclear physics? Do you think Joe Biden has a degree in sandbox? Time spent in sandbox? I'm not talking about in the Middle East. I'm talking about in that level. Yep, that's what they're dealing with in Kim Jong-un. He's a nuclear physicist. And Doug, most people don't know that.
I didn't know that, but it makes sense.
He was trained in Switzerland.
So he didn't go to North Korea's community college for that, or
no. And he certainly didn't go to Beijing Central. So here's the thing that we're watching, in my opinion, the absolute fulfillment of the word again in Jeremiah, that nations that rebel, turn against God, are absolutely judged by the nations around them, but they become a hissing sound in the nostrils of the nations around them. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole the provocation of nuclear war is because of the, and I would say this, the supernatural evil influence of fallen angels, legions of Lucifer, that are deceiving the leaders of the earth, who are giving their power unto the beast. You heard what that slob swab said. He said, we have people in every government. At least half of the people in every government are our people. You saw that, Doug?
And if I can just add something to this, okay? This is something that I hear in political circles a lot, or by people behind the microphone, where, well, boy, this regime, you know, although illegitimate, they are wrong on everything, okay? And that's how stupid they are. Well, here's something that I just want to convey to people. Look, if you get 100% on a test, you're pretty smart, depending on the test. I mean, you're pretty smart if it's whatever test it might be. If you get 100% right, that's good for you. Now, if you get 100% wrong, some people will say, well, are you stupid? No, you know what? You've got to be somewhat intelligent to get every question wrong, because by chance, you're going to get some of them right. So this is what we're seeing in America today, what you're talking about. This is not by chance. This is, you've got smart people, intelligent people, doing the wrong thing intentionally. Otherwise, you would at least get a few things right to sell the public with, that, hey, you know, we're trying. So this is an agenda that you're talking about, and it's an evil agenda. That's my view. Go ahead, sir. I didn't mean to take your time up.
Well, no, it's your time. It's your show. And I know you give it to me on, you know, so graciously of your time. But the bottom line is that there is no cohesive. Listen, if people won't cohesively stand against treason, how are they going to march with their muskets? You know, I get a lot of statements from people. Well, you know, they're trying to provoke me. And the bottom line is that they don't even stand up openly. Now, a couple of them do. But the point is they're irrelevant. See, as Jeremiah, as we just read that passage in Jeremiah chapter 12, the bottom line is that's a classic thing. In essence, God says, what are you going to do when there's nothing you can do? Doug, that's the purpose of that. And if you notice, it's the brethren in thy house that are going to betray you. That's what Jesus said. And again, it's tough. Now, I want to make it clear. The household of faith is one house. Your own personal house is another house. You know, and I tell people this and they don't believe me. I said more parents will be betrayed by their children than any time in history. Well, how can you make that statement, Steve? Because Jesus said it. When Jesus said there's never been a time like it, nor would there be again. And except for, and for the elect's sake, that means God's children redeemed by the blood of Jesus, God's going to shorten the days, or there'd be no flesh left alive. So it is important, Doug, that I think people start to recognize this. And don't put it in the future. I'm telling you, I won't post anybody, does a future portend, that somebody wrote a title like this, famine? Oh, do I bite my tongue. And now we're seeing the shutdown. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand something. The USPS at one point will not deliver any mail. I don't know how soon that is. UPS, United Parcel Service, will not deliver any mail. The FedEx will not deliver any mail. And at some point, they'll put the country into a, gee, can I buy my Campbell soup on Amazon? No, because this is going to be a total lockdown and lock in. And my answer to that is, and I will say this, if they even start talking about that again, you hit the streets, you make your banners, you make your voice heard against all of the people that are, and anybody in your city government or county government or state government that's making stupid statements, well, we got to lock it down for the good of people. Those lying, hypocritical bastards, and a bastard is the illegitimate son or, you know, mostly sons of the fallen angels having sex with earth women, Genesis 6, chapter 4, and God used that word. Here's the key. God used that word in the and speaking it to Enoch. And Enoch is one of the two guys that were translated in the Old Testament. They never saw death. They will as the two witnesses at the end of 42 months. But I guess it's important, Doug, to make a point. Everything is happening now. Everything is happening now. The grocery shelves. I know that one of the biggest box stores, and I won't use names, but is buying everything and anything that's available anywhere for the last hurrah. And that's told to me by people who are high enough up in those organizations who are Christians. They keep their mouths shut, but they're watching things. So I'm saying this. Next time you hear, ladies and gentlemen, that this is just all fear-mongering, this is all fear porn, go to the gas station. I won't say what I was going to say. Don't pull a Buddhist monk trick, if you can think of that. It's not a put-down of Buddhist monks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing is, you really tell me that things aren't as bad as you say? Diesel fuel. The diesel fuel shortages. Listen, reality needs a reality slap on the face. And that's what people are missing, Doug. They're still sleeping in the dust of the earth. I know people.
I don't get this. No, here's, so you said a lot here because now I'm the kind of guy, I'd rather do something than sit back and bitch about it. Sorry, but you know, complain about it. I want to do something. Okay. If it were up to me, I'd get a whole bunch of, patriots. And if it were up to me, okay, listen to what I'm saying here. Or if I had any, you know, clout, I get a whole bunch of patriots who knew what they were doing and go bust out the J6 prisoners, political prisoners, because it's a bunch of crap that they're there. So that's number one. Number two, I get a whole bunch of people and go down the southern border, okay, and start strafing. Okay, I don't care. Okay, but here's the thing. We got to do something. But you said something really, really interesting, too. You know, as a nation under judgment, we're not repenting enough. And there's too much hubris. I don't want to come across as being filled with hubris, because I'm not. Believe me, I'm not. But we have to really, at this point, it's more important than any other time, turn to God, don't we? Because, and repent for our sins. And I get that. And you know, I turned to the book Nehemiah Strong, which we had John Dyselin on, which I think is a great book. But we see gas prices like going crazy. Do people not? What's the disconnect, Steve? What you said about the gas prices, when you see them at $10 a gallon, when it's not going to stop. And of course they're saying, well, it's corporate greed. Well, it's because of
not at all. It's dumb. Oops. It's it's a dumb. Idiotic group of voters,
yes,
that can vote the left wing, and I'm talking about Republican traitors too.
Me too.
T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S. Ladies and gentlemen, America is being brought to a standstill. I got contacted by somebody that fuels the diesel locomotives. They said the average diesel locomotive, people know this, who are in that field, are 5,300 gallons. I had no clue. And that for the first time, day after day after day after day, that they've been doing it for years, the diesel trucks don't show up to fuel the locomotives. The jet fuel. I just talked to a private pilot yesterday, you know, and Doug, they're paying $9 for, you know, jet fuel for their airplane. Now, this guy flies a twin commander, if those of you know what that aircraft is. But what's interesting is the nation's being brought to a complete standstill, okay? It's not there yet, but it will be. And I guess this is something that most people don't know. Jeff Bezos, and I wish I could find it. Some of you sleuths can find it. He basically made the statement a couple of years ago, Amazon won't always be around. Well, if you're an insider and you know the plan, let's say 2, 3, 4, or 5 years in the future, you can make that statement. And when I hear that Yuval Harari makes a statement that God is dead, we're just waiting for the body to die, I believe, Doug, that's in context and in a direct quote. Who is this demon? This infestation of the very power of hell, in my opinion, that all of the leaders of the world listen to. And I hope people say that. Do you understand who the body of God is? Do you understand what the body of Christ is? He said, you know, God is dead, but we just have to wait for the body of God literally to die. Now,
you know, so on this Harari guy, what a maggot, first of all, okay, and not a good, not a maggot, but a maggot. So he was educated in Israel, Jerusalem, I believe. I had his bio down here somewhere, but. He's influential within the WEF, and he's part of the club, the Party of Davos, and that club. His intent, just to be clear on this, his intent is to have his people, the people that he influences, and all the people that he selects, to be hackable. He said, you know, humans will be hackable, but his intent is to download our consciousness or upload our, you know, people's consciousness so we can live forever. I would contend, Stephen, and this is just for whatever you might think, these people are so intent on avoiding God's judgment. You know, you can say God is dead, right? But they're afraid to die. They're afraid to die because they have to face God at some point. And I suspect that they're trying to live forever to avoid God's judgment. That's just my two cents.
Well, that's actually accurate because one of the most famous transhumanists, Zoltan Isfahan, said, at the heart of every transhumanist, they don't want to die, okay? They want to live in perpetuity. And I say this, to someone who is into perversion, well, obviously, perpetual perversion would seem like, oh, the promise that would defy all promises. But here's the thing, Doug, your statement could not be more accurate. And it's because of the propensity for perversion in the human race, God limited normal lifespans to 70 or 80 years. You know, none of us are going to beat Methuselah, 969 years. None of us are going to beat even the patriarchs because the genetic pool has been so polluted over since we were created, and all of the mismatch of everything, having sex with everything and everything from animals, you name it. I'm talking fallen angels. But yet cultures around the world incorporated those practices taught by them, by the fallen angels, because the fallen angels are how do I say this, smart, because they know that they can get mankind to sin, and they know that God is holy and he judges sin. So it's kind of a catch-22, but into that catch-22, God sent his son, that whosoever would believe in Jesus Christ would have eternal life. And that's why Jesus said, don't fear him who can kill the body. More importantly, fear him who can kill you, basically your soul, and cast you into hell. So what is really frustrating is the fact that people still keep putting everything into the distance. And my statement is, you know,
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you with that graphic, but there it is,
Eric,
right there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, thank you, Eric. Okay. You know, people, when we're on, podcasts and when we're on broadcasts, we say things like that and people will automatically dismiss it. Thank you again, Eric, for that. One day Amazon will fail, but our job is to delay it as long as possible. So I think it's important that people understand that this lockdown, this lock-in, that's coming. The next lockdown, you won't be able to go out. They will lock you in. We watched the Howling Dead, even before it hit Shanghai. It was in, forgive me, it was in Wuhan. People howling and screaming. They had no food. People dying. What makes you think you ever heard the true amount of deaths in China? Just like you don't get anything from the L-lying devils from hell, LDFHs in the United States. Listen, we're seeing the lies we believe. Three heads of lettuce get contaminated, or a certain lot of beef gets recalled, all of it. Yet somehow unproven vaccines that are nothing but poison. And Pfizer made the statement. The president of Pfizer the other day made the statement. We are the government. Did you see that one, Doug?
No, I didn't, but I can believe it.
Yeah, so here's where we're at right now. We're is going to basically get to the, how do I say this? To the point where arguments will mean nothing. You can't eat your hatred towards me. You can't eat. Well, you could obviously turn to cannibalism, which is coming. But the point is that why not eat the fruit of wisdom? Why not seek the living God? Why not repent? Why not join us in a fast? And if you don't know Jesus, you can say, God, if you're real, I'm going to follow those Christians and I'm going to call upon your name. Without the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Listen, Paul, the disciple, Paul, the apostle, and also a disciple, made the statement. He said, when I came to you, brethren, I didn't come to you with the enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the power and the spirit thereof. There is no ability to look at the first century church, second book of Acts chapter 2. That's, I'm going too fast. Acts chapter 2, and not see miracles, miracles, miracles. And by the way, Jesus never sent in the Great Commission people out to argue. Paul argued with the leading thinkers of his day. When they even had gods, they had idols and everything to the unknown God. Paul steps in and says, you worship what you know not. But what I'm trying to get across to people, the gospel is miraculous when God's people take God at his word. But most people, Doug, and I'm saying this generation is the most, in my opinion, spiritually, when I'm talking about Holy Spirit, the most Holy Spirit deficient generation in the history of the church up until this point. I'm not talking the Catholic Church. I'm not talking the evangelical church. I'm talking the ecclesia, the called out ones, or the ecclesia. Everybody wants to cheer, okay? They want to cheer here. Here's my, whatever, this Apple Mac deal, my keyboard, you know? But they think somehow that you can substitute an argument for the power of the living God. You can't. And I'm at the point in my life, I said, Lord, I've written, produced videos, producing this next one in with Jesse in Mexico. Our finds are astonishing. So astonishing. I'll just give everybody a little tidbit, Doug. One of our couriers got intercepted, and you're going to hear me right, by the Mexican National Guard while he was in transit, and our intelligence agency, which Jesse told you about, everybody following him, gave the order to the Mexican government, who dispatched the National Guard to assist the customs brokers, okay? Or not customs brokers, but customs agents. And it was one of the most astonishing finds, but we got it all on video. And so what I'm trying to tell you, everyone, is even this whole congressional, I'm switching gears now on purpose, everything is a lie to deceive, distract, and destroy. That could have been another good title. Deception, distraction, and whatever. The point that we are at in time. Now, look, if you're like a billionaire and you got a multi-billion-dollar yacht, you can buy anything, anywhere, anytime. You can do whatever. This doesn't apply to most people. But the people right now, I just saw a headline, 8 million more people entered into poverty as a result of the lockdown. And Doug, the next one, again, is going to be locked down and locked in. And I'm telling you, the day you hear lockdown, that's the day you go in whatever your conscience tells you to go. And you pray about, you know, what you're going to do. Because, again, some of the most provocative people I know. Well, we got to do this. We got to do that. I agree with what you said. I agree that there should be a march of 100,000 people on the D.C. jail. Now, of course, they bring in the military and they bring in their howitzers and everything. We've got American citizens languishing in that, don't say it, say filthy jail. And yet hardly a thought, even, you know, a casual mention. And I personally believe that the whole thing was a setup. I think there are 80 people that the defense attorneys are trying to bring in that were government, what would you say, lackeys? What's another word, Doug? They were
operatives. They were government operatives.
Yeah, that's a word, operatives. Yeah.
And I've been there. Okay, I've been an asset of the federal government. I've been used in that capacity, knowingly, willingly. But in my mind, and at that time, now we're talking about 25 years ago, for a purpose to take down a criminal situation. So, okay, but this is not that. This is something totally different. The entire justice system. We don't have one. We have a legal system. But not a justice system. And by the way, Steve, which you mentioned just moments ago, what makes people think that there's going to be in any kind of response or pushback against the next lockdown when the very same people who are advocating that will allow themselves to be subjugated? And okay, well, you know, I'll wear a mask, okay, just because I don't want to dust up here. I got to pick my battles. No, you know what? They're all your battles. Every hill is a hill, in my view, just about not to die on, but to certainly make a dust up over. If you're going to wear a mask, then don't lecture me about, you know, going to doing whatever else. So go ahead.
Well, no, here's the thing, Doug. How willingly and stupidly, without any science, without any research, just continual narrative. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists own all the narrative mouthpieces. And so little was said about how many of our fellow Americans were murdered, M-U-R-D-E-R-E-D, in the old folks' home. I don't know what else they call those.
Retirement villages.
Retirement.
Golden living centers.
Assisted living centers. That's like somebody who believes in euthanasia coming saying, I'm going to give you the best meal you had. It's going to be the last meal you ever have, but it's going to be good. It's just like the condemned man gets his last meal. So I think it's important that people recognize it. Look, I don't apologize for the words I use. Annihilation. We're watching the annihilation of the human race. And I think the Meow Men and all of the La Castrata, C-A-S-T-R-A-T-A, who are basically sometimes keyboard warriors, don't understand that can I say this? It's no longer the lateness of the hour. In my opinion, it's the madness of the minute, the sin of the second. One wrong move and it's missiles away. So you just have, ladies and gentlemen, an entire insane nation allowing someone saying, well, we're going to fight Russia. We're going to fight China. We're going to fight Iran. We're going to fight everybody. We got nothing to fight with. We have 1.2 megaton nuclear weapons. We have our W-82 nuclear weapons. We even have the new ones. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, none of them are hypersonic. None of them. And so what's critical, and this is why people should learn to pay attention to the nomenclature, the names, and the capabilities of war making. I mean, the Chinese are, as one guy said, they're 20 years ahead of the United States. He was going to be appointed, what was it, the cyber warriors are. He said, I won't do it. We're too far gone. And ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself this. Did it make any difference when the Australian intelligence services brought out all of our politicians, maybe with a couple exceptions that were on the Chinese payroll? Doug, you know, I'm surprised at that story. But again, people still who listen to you and me, they still go back and say, well, I want to make sure Quayle and Hagman or Hagman and Quayle or, you know, Mike Adams or Alex Jones or whoever, these guys are just making this up. This is all, false narrative or what do they call them? Truth checkers, fact checkers. Well, does it bother anybody that Snopes is owned and was owned by Soros and that all the fact checking services are owned by those guys. So here's the deal. A lie has more life when everybody agrees to it than one man who tells the truth, because the lies embraced are, how do I say this, more comforting than the, if you will, the lack of ability to reason, cognitive disorder, reality disorder. We had another name. What did we call it the last time, or we made it up for your show? But reality disengagement syndrome. And you want to say, what world are you living in? I do. The grocery shelves are empty. Well, not everywhere. No, but ladies and gentlemen, 8 million more people hit the rosters. And I'll tell you what, human beings, it's a presentation of the living God that a husband to provide for his family, the wife to be basically the homemaker. God sets the solitary in families. He doesn't set them in bathhouses. Think about that. God created Adam and Eve. He didn't create, Disneyland, because now Disneyland has become fantasy land of every perverse fantasy that people have, in my opinion. And we're seeing, too, State Farm caught a bunch, and rightly so. State Farm Insurance got whiplash when they wanted to teach little kindergartners transgenderism. Any parent that sends their kid to a school that is perverted and says that stuff, you will be held accountable. And if the students are older,
it's the only school in my district, and I work, and my wife works, and I have I got to send them to the school. And, I work. I got to pay the rent. Steve, how can you say that about me? How can you say that about me?
Okay, I'll tell you what. And again, I'm talking to Christians largely. But Paul says any man that doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. Okay. Infidel is, here's the deal, Doug. I think God's going to answer that question very soon. I think it's already starting. What's happening to the job market? Well, we've got this many new jobs. You only talk about what jobs are pretty much in the service sector or the tech sector, but these guys that come up with the lying economic indicators, John Williams of ShadowStat tells you what it really is. Ladies and gentlemen, can you afford $200 an hour if you need to get something done with your car? Doug, I think you've seen it too. So to answer the question, I'm not avoiding that question. If your children are that important to you, then what will you say when Johnny comes home and says, Mom, I had an operation. My school teacher took me someplace. And they're doing that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying they're cutting off the goods, but I'm saying that they're cutting off the children from their parents, Doug. And parents have abdicated. So to the parents would say, well, we've got to basically do this, that. I know a lot of homeschooling people. A lot of them sacrifice, but they understand those children are the heritage of the Lord. And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, you're watching the destruction. You're watching the destruction of our little brothers and sisters in the womb. I call it child slaughter, child sacrifice, intrauterine destruction. Now you're watching pregnant women. I think it was, who was it just came out and talked about it? 28% of the women who take the vaccination are having problems. And then you go into, now they want to jab 6-month-old babies. If that means give them a vaccination. They're destroying it. Even in the time of Moses, the 10th plague was obviously killing the firstborn, and that was retribution, but they reaped what they sowed, when obviously the Pharaoh was terrified of the promised one who would deliver all of the, Hebrews out of his hands. Moses, and you know the story of Moses, but the point is, you should if you don't, but where we're at right now, we're watching, but we're willing. We can identify the Molochians, okay? Molech. They burned their children in the hands of Molech. But isn't that what Alex Jones was proving? you know, on the Bohemian Grove when they had two owls and they were worshiping Moloch, you know. And then, Doug, we have all of these, thou shalt have no other gods before me. We got idols of this, idols of that. And here's the thing that people need to understand. We as Christians were considered to be and should have been the salt of the earth. We as Christians should have been the light on the world. Even the little child's, not nursery rhyme, but Sunday school rhyme, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. But people prefer the darkness. So we've gone from a land of shadows, and you guys know as the sun sets, the shadows become longer and longer. And so what everybody's talking about, in my opinion, is the lack, when they talk about there's going to be a great revival, but it will come. I believe in it. It will come at the worst time, just like the Christians in Rome had to live in the catacombs, had to head to the hills. The underground churches in China are thriving. Meanwhile, the above ground churches are controlled. You cannot, I cannot, we cannot expect the, how should I say this, the powers that be to change their mythology. It works so good. Monkey pox. I would say monkey poop to their monkey pops. And I would say this, that years ago, we had the head of Biopreparat, the Russian bioweapons defense company that, you know, I don't know how many tens of thousands of people work for it. And he came to the United States, defected, Ken Alibek, A-L-I-B-E-K. I was talking about that 25 years ago. That's not bragging, that's history. And yet, Doug, you know what our Congress did when they had congressional? Oh, we don't believe that stuff. That's the same thing the military says about the advanced weaponry of Russia. Look, they have their Satan missile, their Satan II missile. And isn't it interesting that now we have nothing? If we don't have equivalent firepower, we don't. We don't have equivalent throwaway. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask everybody, do you believe your lives have just been given over to basically the powers of hell? And does it make those of you who voted for Biden, it's not just who you voted for, but it's what you put up for or what you put up with. Look, everybody makes mistakes voting for the wrong people. And here's the deal. No vote will change now. The ballot box has become a, what would you say? I'm trying to come up with a word. A black hole for all truth to be sucked in and all falsehood to be regurgitated out. I'm just hearing, well, we're going to knock down the midterms. You sure aren't if in the next 90 days things change really bad for most people. We've got the immigration problem is so dire. That's one of the curses in Deuteronomy 28. That strangers from without will rise very high within, and you will be brought down very low. Americans, we let this happen. We let it happen, and we're letting it happen, and it's not happening in the future. Go ahead, Doug.
You know, you bring up so much here. You mentioned the ballot boxes. How many people out there are hanging on to the midterms? We're going to get them in the midterms. And what you said at the beginning, and I think people really, really have to understand this statement, is there are no political solutions to spiritual problems or a spiritual problem. And America has, at its, in my opinion, we are suffering just this huge spiritual problem. And we can see that manifest by mass school shootings. It's, and then of course you've got the regular chorus of people on both sides. Oh, it's the guns. Oh, it's the, we have to, you know, harden the schools. No, you know what we have to do, in my opinion, we have to go back to a more spiritual, moral America. You know, stat was just out. I think there's 120 guns for every 100 Americans or something like that. The numbers, it doesn't really matter. But do we see this kind of activity in the 50s? And granted, you had a different environment, or did, Well, not so much. I mean, I guess we could use that as a fair comparison. How many mass shootings were there in the 50s? All right. I remember when In Cold Blood came out, the horror and the shock. I remember a time when we didn't lock our doors, living in an area where. Yeah, but today, you know, not only do we lock our doors, we throw alarm systems on, we have security cameras up, and we've got dogs and we've got guns, okay? It's not a political issue, I don't think. I believe it's a spiritual issue that we have to address. But nobody, or very few, I shouldn't say nobody, very few people want to address the spiritual issue, which goes back to what you said, too. You know, this was, I was watching some commentary on our channel on Rumble. By the way, HagmanReport.com, when you click through that, you get to the Rumble channel. And I would urge everyone to subscribe and give us a Rumble up or thumbs up or whatever, however you do that, because YouTube won't have us. And, of course, I wouldn't have me either. But anyway, there's a confusion about, you know, what to do on June 1st. We're just coming together. And, Steve, correct me if this is not correct. We're coming together and praying as a Christian community, praying for forgiveness, praying for repentance, and being repentant, asking, you know, God to direct our steps. But just taking that day, June 1st, as we can all kind of come together spiritually and praying for, I don't want to say our country, but ultimately that the result will be to heal our country.
But let me interrupt you, Doug.
No, take it, please.
Yeah. No, the thing we're specifically praying for, that's to position us to pray our personal repentance, our national repentance. But what we're calling on God for, let me make this clear, is we need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need a baptism in power. We need the infusion of power of God. And it doesn't just come by magic. Magic is the realm of the evil one, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And there's a promise in the Bible where God says, you know, if your fathers know how to give good gifts, how much more will your heavenly Father give the gift of the Holy Ghost to them that ask? It's the Holy Spirit that turns the world upside down, not political votes. And I can tell you this, too, about the shooting, okay? I'm getting emails, you know, believe me, I have people that are friends. They're listening to you, Doug. You know them. And they were contacted by people in the sheriff's department, and they heard, one of them heard there were multiple shooters. I reached out to somebody in addition to that statement, and the guy said, yeah, three of them. They got promoted, and they got this much money, and it was all channeled. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, once again, just like the lone gunman in Las Vegas, just like all of the other false flags, they will find somebody. And by the way, Doug, I was told this too. They have AI programs that scan all Facebook, all everything. They have such sophisticated programs. They can pick out the next shooter. Then they move people in. Okay, this is all being done by sweeps on the social media and, you know, from their records and everything. School records, college records, if you went to college, you didn't. But the point is that they're scanning for everything. They profile these. Then they move, if you will, their handlers into them, and they get them to go. They feed them. And it may even be an email. It doesn't mean that the bad guys show up and knock on their door and go, hi, we're the false flag guys, and we want to incorporate you in our plan. That's not what I'm saying. But what they can do psychologically, and they can not only put thoughts and themes into people's heads, but they can also manipulate their emotions, increase their anger. They can do pretty much anything, but it's because of the ability to identify that specific individual that is so screwed up, and they knew this guy had problems before. That's when they introduce the false flag, and that's when they introduce the people that people say, I saw this guy shooting, and this came from a sheriff's office in Texas. Now, I want to ask everybody, if you're armed and you're not a mall cop, and I've never been a cop, so, you know, please don't send me, well, you don't know what it's like. One brave Border Patrolman rushed it, but who gave the order to the police not to go in immediately. Who
exactly
gave that order?
And thank you. And thank you, because I had this conversation yesterday. I wasn't going to talk about this because there were parents at that location. And God bless those. I mean, look, if I would have been there and my grandson or daughter would have been inside, okay, there would not be no one would hold me back from going in, especially if I was armed. But they stood there, and to hear the wailing of the mothers saying, yes, do something, please do something. And they stood there and they held. Now, look, I get the fact that there are protocols, procedures. I was with a cop yesterday, for a detective, for quite a while. Okay. And we had a lot of discussion about this, but there really isn't, and second guessing things. And really, you've got to work hard in order not to do something in that, given that situation, if we understand all of the information, if we have all of the information that they had at the time. And so, you know, I'm saying that, hey, we might not have everything. I don't know what was said. We don't know what was said on the ground, but for that to happen, and for the mothers to almost, the headlines today, mothers were going to, they were going to go in because no one else was. What the hell is going on with people? But I think you hit it right on the head. And it goes back to what you said, deceive, distract, and destroy. It goes back to the madness of the minute, the sinfulness of the second. I mean, God bless you for these phrases, because this is what we're witnessing right now. And it's not going to stop. It's only going to get worse. Go ahead.
I would tell everyone to have it. If their children go to a public school, I would have every child be given, I would say, tactical evasion. I would tell them, look for the windows that open, look for the doors that open. Here's how you shut a door, get behind a desk. Or I would tell them, look, basically get out any door, any window, and run for your life. Because what the, oh, I get so angry. Help me, Jesus. What these trolls do, and I got to tell you something. I better not say that. I'll say it this way. I want to know who gave the order for the police to stand down. I understand protocol, but ladies and gentlemen, SWAT teams are usually there in 5 minutes and kicking down the door of someone who's innocent. How come they can't show up after 50 minutes? And I'm telling you this, Doug, I don't know who, maybe I won't know who, I'm trying to find out who, someone gave that order. And that is the most horrific order. I would absolutely, you know, if I were parents, I'd band together. I would hire a real forensic detective. You know, see, nobody talks about the shell casings. Nobody talks about the video camera of what cars were there. Nobody talks about any of the, what I would say, what an investigator does at a crime scene. Now, they'll say, see, when something has this much emotional charge to it, when innocent kids are killed and all that, I'm telling everybody, this doesn't happen by happenstance most of the time. All of these people are basically misanthropes. They're screwed up. They sit in their mother's basement or their father's basement, and they play horrific video games. Look, I'm not a video gamer and I'm not a fan of them, but even the video games are getting more violent and they're getting more supernaturally evil. Now you have the devil being portrayed as a good guy and God being the bad guy. So when you fill your children's minds with this, what do you expect to come out of them? And that's why we have to, if you're sending your kids to public school and they're teaching transgenderism and all of that stuff, you haul your child out of there and you find someplace that isn't. And somebody says, well, I've got my job. No, you won't have a job much longer. If you haven't figured out what the WEF is all about, the World Economic Forum, the bottom line is that you're not going to own anything. You're going to be happy. Well, they didn't finish the thing, because if you're not happy, they're just going to kill you. By the way, Doug, the World Economic Foundation has their own police force, and they deny it. But it's, interestingly enough, it's showing up on the patches of all these guys. Ladies and gentlemen, you are at war. We are at war. They are at war against us. They are absolutely wanting to destroy us. And that's not soliloquy. That's not metaphor. That's the reality of it, because they want a purge. They want a pogrom. And by the way, the book of Revelation talks about it. All the brethren, all those who are slaying the martyrdom, saying, how long, O God, faithful and true? before you avenge us. And the Lord says, be patient a little while. Interesting statement. Until your brethren who are going to go the same way join you. I'm paraphrasing that, but that's the gist of it. So here's the thing. Pretty soon there will be no schools to send them to. Pretty soon there's going to be no universities. Pretty soon, and that's a pretty soon, I'm talking that by this fall, if we make it that far, by this fall, this country will have fallen so far that all you're going to see is an advance in militarism. You're going to see an advance of tax on, quote, citizens. And you're going to see the green movement probably turn into the Soylent Green movement. There's already people having their bodies composted so they can be one with Mother Earth. And by the way, Mother Earth is a New Age term, and it goes all the way back into mythology, and it goes back into earth, wind, and fire, all the primal elements. It goes into witchcraft. But here's the thing. God created mankind to have dominion over the earth, not just to go along with every crazy thing that's coming out there. And Doug, I would say this. How long do we have?
We have, let me do the math here. But Bob, let's see, 7 and 12, about 19 minutes.
Okay.
How's that for math?
Yep. Okay, good.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
So that's higher math. At least we can count that high. And we went to public school.
Oh, Eric in Texas. No, you're wrong, but he was kidding. No, that's so, yeah, we've got some time. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the idea is that, ladies and gentlemen, everything is at war against you as an American citizen. Everything is against your family as an American family. Everything is against you if you're not one of the elite. You were middle class 2 years ago. I want to say to you, where are you now? How many people are losing their homes? Yet there's a consortium, BlackRock, that has $10 trillion, maybe more now, that are buying up all the houses they can buy. Who's going to live in those houses? It's not going to be white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. It's not going to be white Catholic. It's not going to be anything. It's going to be for the foreigners that are going to literally divide up the spoil. And that's so hard, Doug. It's so hard for people to even imagine, because we've known such blessing. We've known such mercy. We've known such grace. We've known such a standard of living. And remember this, everything that we have known that has come by the hand of a merciful God, a God who loves his creation, is being taken away from us. And only those who stand in the power of his might. That's again why June 1st is so important. I want to make it clear. We're asking God to empower us as his people to take on the destructive powers that are coming against us. And that, I mean, in essence, fight for your family. Get John Dyson's book. Get it, because you've got to have the will to fight or you're going to be mowed under. And it doesn't matter if it's no gasoline for your car. It does matter if there's no food. Oh, and by the way, forget a refrigerator. What about water? What about the most precious commodity? Thank you, Jesus, for water. As we're on the air right now, I got a really neat email from a guy that is practicing thanking the Lord for every... Actually, it's a lady. Forgive me, Debbie. It's a lady. I got two of them, one from a guy, one from a woman. And she's thanking God for her hot water shower. And she sent me a list of everything she's helping, not helping, she's thanking God for. And she says it's helping her. Well, it's kind of like God is a very present help in the time of trouble. And ladies and gentlemen, those who are called by his name can quote the scripture and appropriate the scripture that you have been young. Now I'm old, but I haven't seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. I would say most of you who are my generation, 70 or even older, you can say that. It's really important that you learn that if you're in the city, start praying, God, where can I go? People ask me all the time, Doug, where are the cities of refuge? I don't know, but God will show at the appropriate time. I want to make it clear, Henry Groover's vision was Russia invading the United States. Had nothing to do with China at that point. Dmitry Dudeman's original vision was Russia attacking the nuclear storehouses. A couple years later, he had another vision of the president of China and the president of Russia making a deal for their own New World Order, and heard the exact words that are being echoed right now in the newspapers with Russia and China and their joint venture.
Do you think, Steve, that, pardon the interruption, but do you think that the southern border invasion, do you think that all those people are looking for a better life, or do you think that some of those people could be assets of Russia and perhaps China, but assets to position themselves near infrastructure points and perhaps?
Let's answer the question. These are foreign invasion pre-placed forces, okay? Russian, Chinese, by the way, North Koreans, by the way, Venezuelan special operations, all of these things are strategically positioned, and they're strategically positioned waiting for the go. And ladies and gentlemen, what does America show to the world right now? Doug, okay, you're a very linear, you're a, you know, evidence-based guy by your training, by your profession. But what does the world see when they see the United States of America? What do they see when they see the president, supposedly the most powerful nation in the world, being led around the Rose Garden on the Easter bunny hunt, and a bunny shall lead him? I mean, what does the rest of the world see when we back out, when we betray our own people, we leave them in Afghanistan, we leave our soldiers, and we favor, this really infuriates me, we favor illegals, and they are illegal, and they're coming in. And by the way, let's get away from that too. The invasionary forces that are coming in, and yet we deny veterans the basics of everything. And I, ladies and gentlemen, I've had my run-ins with the VA. I'm not a veteran, never been in the service, never received a government paycheck. But the point is that what they have to scrounge for when they were laying down their lives and willing to lay down their lives is the saddest blight and black mark I know. And the rest of the world sees that. Well, look at what's happening to Ukraine soldiers. Yeah, well, they're not supposedly a Christian nation. For the record, the history of Ukraine hasn't been filled with joy and liberty and the freedom, baseball, apple pie, and whatever else, you know. The point is that you're watching Russia, you're watching the Ukraine, you're watching every place in the world getting ready for one single event. And that is a fast, I mean, it could be over in a week, nuclear war that will be basically passed off as the Battle of Armageddon. The Antichrist will come on the scene. Guess what? When he quits stirring up the stuff, things settle down. The man of peace. The world that embraced him, whether it's 155 nations, 195 nations, or however, whatever percentage, they're going to say, this is God. This is God. He's going to say, hey, I'm God. I'm back. The word Antichrist means a replacement of Jesus Christ. It means in place of. And that's what I think, Doug, is lost on most people. I would say this. It's so far lost that they don't know the day of their destruction, which is now upon them.
And you're right, and many people are anxious for that day for the wrong reasons. And think about that, folks. But, you know, to answer your question, what do people think about this country elsewhere? I think that there is a crisis of common sense. There's a crisis of education. There's a crisis of knowledge, because you look at some of these videos, by the way, of people in the United States walking on the beach. Mark Dice does these videos all the time, and, you know, they can't even name who the president or vice president is, or, you know, they don't even know where the hell they are. They're walking around, you know, I don't know what they're on, or if they're on anything, or if they're just naturally stupid. I don't know. But I think people are looking at the United States as we're a laughing stock, I think, number one. Number two, I think that we're perceived as weak. And I think that we are weak. It's not a perception only. It is a reality. We are weak from the head down, and really from the masses up. To answer your question that you asked, it's kind of hanging out there. I believe that to be the case. And I think you made a good point, and people really need to really hone in on this, the Antichrist in place of. And it took me a long time to really understand the implications of that. So thank you for stating that. But in the checking my math here, in the 10 minutes we have left, Steve, you know, we've got to do something. I think we have to pray. We have to be obedient. And that's one thing that I'm bad at. Some people, I think we have to shut up and listen. We have to pray without ceasing, as you often tell me off air. And we have to shut up and listen to what God is telling us. And no, God is not dead, contrary to that maggot over there, Harari. By the way, you want to sue me? Go ahead. My service process address is on the website. shouldn't ask for that. Steve, back to you. I kind of got off track there.
Well, I would say your frustration level has to be rising. I would say your frustration level is the more you know and the more people you know who you think should know, the more they deny what you've been warning about, the more, how should I say this, it becomes obvious that anybody who walks with Jesus, let me just make this really clear, your friends, your circle of trust, everything shrinks. Everything shrinks because, in essence, people have to earn trust, okay? And I've learned that the hard way. The lack of discernment, especially when it comes to betrayal, has got to be one of the most important things that we cry out for. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you're crying out for the Holy Spirit in the 24 hours from, again, you know, at the top of the hour, midnight, going into June, be what, Memorial Day, I guess, for us in the United States, but wherever you are in the world, it's getting you to focus on the Lord. And I don't know what God will do, except I know this. The Bible says God is a very present help in the time of trouble. I know this, that there is power in not only in prayer, but in agreement. Wherever two or more agree on earth, is that touching anything on earth, you know, that will be done. That will be done by your Father, which is in heaven. The Word of God says, we have not because we ask not. To my knowledge, and I could be wrong, to my knowledge, this is the first time that God has called his people to be together at this point in time. Because there's a scripture, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. We're drowning, ladies and gentlemen, in filth. We're drowning in blood. We're drowning in madness. We're drowning in mourning. We're drowning in as no national direction except destruction. That's the flood that's coming against us. And I know this, the most difficult thing for any human to deal with, in my opinion, and I think people who have been betrayed know it, that betrayal is the toughest thing. It must have broken Jesus' heart, knowing that the one he dipped his sop into, his bread into, would be the one who betrayed him. Even the point Jesus said, whatever you're going to do, go and do, Judas, what thou must do.
And betrayal is going to become the norm. And I think a lot of people are beginning to realize that, and especially in families, Steve. To me today, you knocked it out of the park with especially with the title Locked Out, Locked Down, Locked In, Pogroms Begin. And I think that that's where we're at. And people, please take notice, and people, please understand the concept and the design for June 1st of this year, the prayer request. And we can do this. We've done it. Steve, you and Pastor Langford did it before, and I think that we made a difference in the world stage. I really do, because I know we had a lot of people praying, and I think that we could do this again. So, folks, June 1st, beginning at midnight, let's pray. As Steve, is calling on all Christians who are hearing this broadcast, and share that with other people as well. Brother, thank you so very much for all you do. Got about a minute and a half, so if you want to take us out, go ahead.
Well, the lateness of the hour, by the way, Doug, next week you and I won't be on Thursday. June 1st will have come and obviously turned into June 2nd. I'm not trying to be clever with the calendar. but there's a cry that's going to go out in the land. And the cry is going to go out in the land if we will lift our voices, if we will call upon God to pour forth his spirit into our life and release the spirit of miracles, release the warring angels. In essence, the Bible says that all God's angels are, in essence, messengers and literally those who are sent to heirs of salvation. If you know Jesus Christ, you're an heir of salvation. But the bottom line is the devil has taken the initiative and he has assigned his evil ones, whether they're demons or legions of fallen angels. And by the way, in some of the glyphs, it's legions of fallen angels. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know the day, but I can tell you this, that we are going to be brought to a complete standstill in the United States. No planes will fly, no trains will run, no trucks will run, and the shelves will not be filled again until they've got their entire grid control. And as a Christian, you will not be given. Somebody says, well, can I just fake it and get my card? No, they know. They'll make you take an allegiance to Lucifer. And that's what the word of God has told us. And that's where, how, in my opinion, that's how late it is in the game. But again, I go on record. I've said it 20 whatever years ago. I said, God's people won't acknowledge the lateness of the hour until they're in the beginning of tribulation. There are people that I used to be on this program with say, oh, we're not there yet. Tribulation? Are you kidding me? If they're whacking as many people. And I would say this, Doug, really quick. The people who have died from COVID are a couple hundred million, not a couple million worldwide.
You mean the actual the bioweapon that was released, you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
I believe that.
Okay. Yeah. And again, you're not getting the true numbers in the United States either, because there's one thing that's terrifying to all the tyrants. Truth is terrifying to tyrants. And that's why they've got to shut up, those of us who are telling the truth. And at some point, you will not have the Hagman report. At some point, you will not see me. You won't see Alex. You won't see Mike. And at that point, I pray that God brings everything that's ever registered in your spirit to mind and to call upon Jesus, because Jesus does really love you. And this isn't an empty promise. God has proven himself over and over in history. It remains that his people must call upon him to rise up, to stand up, resist, and resist in the power of the Holy Spirit with miracles. I'm talking lightning falling from heaven. If you think that's off, the two witnesses will call fire down from heaven. Anybody tries to kill them, they in like manner will be killed. In other words, if I'm trying to shoot the two witnesses with an RPG, guess what? You're not going to be able to kill them, and it's going to come back on you. So pray for an understanding of the lateness of the hour, the madness of the minute, and the sin of the second, and ask for the God of heaven to grant you discernment like you've never known it, ever possessed it, and it will be a miraculous impartation.
Steve Quayle, as always, I thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate that. We're going to miss you next week, schedule conflict. So there's that. But this broadcast certainly is worth really two broadcasts. God bless you, my friend. Have a great
Sunday.
All right, folks, that'll do it for me. A couple of closing thoughts. You know, we have to, from my vantage point, and I talk like this often, we have to do something. Right, we cannot just sit back idly and allow things to happen. You've got the 1% of the 1% over there in Davos deciding our future as if, you know, it doesn't matter what we think. You've got these plans being made. You know, there was an article in American Thinker. Maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow. J.B. Shirk or Shruck. No, Shirk. I'm sorry. Gosh. Bad with names sometimes, talking about the true evil of the WEF. And I think that we have to really understand the true evil of what's taking place all around us. With that, I just want to say thank you for your belief and your trust in this platform. We do our best. I do my best. I know Eric Tech does his best, but we try to get the information out to you folks as well. And we also work in the field, which kind of makes us a little bit different than other platforms. With that, may God bless each and every one of you. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in. Please share the program with others. Subscribe to us on Rumble and Brighteon. May God bless you. Have a good night.